Chapter 16. Thus they brought the ark of the true God in, and placed it inside the tent that David had pitched for it. And they began to present burnt offerings and communion sacrifices before the true God. When David finished offering up the burnt offering and the communion sacrifices, he went on to bless the people in the name of Jehovah. Further, he apportioned to all the Israelites, man as well as woman, to each one, a round loaf of bread, and a date cake, and a raisin cake. Then he put before the ark of Jehovah some of the Levites as ministers, both to call to remembrance and to thank and praise Jehovah, the God of Israel, Asaph the head, and second to him Zechariah, and Jeiel, and Shemiramoth, and Jehiel, and Mattathiah, and Eliab, and Benaiah, and Obed-Edom, and Jeiel, with instruments of the string type, and with harps, and Asaph with the cymbals playing aloud, and Benaiah, and Jehaziel, the priests, with the trumpets constantly before the ark of the covenant of the true God. It was then on that day that David made a contribution for the first time to thank Jehovah by means of Asaph and his brothers. Give thanks to Jehovah, you people! Call upon his name. Make his deeds known among the peoples. Sing to him. Make melody to him. Concern yourselves with all his wonderful acts. Make your boast in his holy name. Let the heart of those seeking Jehovah rejoice. Search after Jehovah and his strength. Seek his face constantly. Remember his wonderful acts that he has performed, his miracles and the judicial decisions of his mouth, O offspring of Israel, his servant, you sons of Jacob, his chosen ones. He is Jehovah our God. In all the earth are his judicial decisions. Remember his covenant even to time indefinite, the word that he commanded to 1,000 generations. Which covenant he concluded with Abraham, and his sworn statement to Isaac, and which statement he kept standing as a regulation even to Jacob, as an indefinitely lasting covenant even to Israel, saying, To you I shall give the land of Canaan, as the allotment of your inheritance. This was when you happened to be few in number, yes, very few, and alien residents in it. And they kept walking about from nation to nation, and from one kingdom to another people. He did not allow anyone to defraud them, but on their account he reproved kings, saying, Do not you men touch my anointed ones, and to my prophets do nothing bad. Sing to Jehovah, all you of the earth. Announce from day to day the salvation he gives. Relate among the nations his glory, among all the peoples his wonderful acts. For Jehovah is great and very much to be praised, and he is to be feared more than all other gods. For all the gods of the peoples are valueless gods. As for Jehovah, he made the heavens. Dignity and splendor are before him. Strength and joy are at his place. A tribute to Jehovah, O families of peoples, a tribute to Jehovah, glory and strength. A tribute to Jehovah, the glory of his name. Carry a gift and come in before him. Bow down to Jehovah in holy adornment. Be in severe pains on account of him, all you people of the earth. Also the productive land is firmly established. Never will it be made to totter. Let the heavens rejoice, and let the earth be joyful, and let them say among the nations, Jehovah himself has become king. Let the sea thunder, and also that which fills it. Let the field exult, and all that is in it. At the same time, let the trees of the forest break out joyfully on account of Jehovah, for he has come to judge the earth. Give thanks to Jehovah, you people, for he is good. For to time indefinite is his loving kindness. And say, Save us, O God of our salvation, and collect us together and deliver us from the nations, to give thanks to your holy name, to speak exultingly in your praise. Blessed be Jehovah, the God of Israel, from time indefinite to time indefinite. And all the people proceeded to say, Amen, and a praise to Jehovah. Then he left there before the Ark of the Covenant of Jehovah, Asaph and his brothers, to minister before the Ark constantly, according to the requirement of each day. And Obed-Edom and his brothers, 68, and Obed-Edom the son of Jeduthun, and Hosa as gatekeepers, and Zadok the priest and his brothers, the priests before the tabernacle of Jehovah, on the high place that was at Gibeon, to offer up burnt offerings to Jehovah on the altar of burnt offering, constantly, morning and evening, and for all that is written in the law of Jehovah that he laid in command upon Israel. And with them Heman and Jeduthun, and the rest of the select men that were designated by names to thank Jehovah, because to time indefinite is his loving kindness, and with them Heman and Jeduthun, to sound forth the trumpets and cymbals and instruments of the song of the true God, and the sons of Jeduthun at the gate. And all the people proceeded to go each one to his own house. Accordingly David went around to bless his own house.